scripture reading for this morning will come from Titus, 2nd chapter, 1 through 10. But speak the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, nor given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their masters, own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may be adorned, they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things.
Good morning, everybody. Will you sleep? Can I sleep too? Good morning. There we are. Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. But this is going to be a two-part lesson. I thank you all for being here this morning. It's so great to see some visitors. So glad to have you with us. And so glad to have continuing the new members with us and visitors with us. Thank you all for being here. And we're so honored to have your presence with us. We hope that you join us every chance that you can. But Titus 2, 1 through 10, we are going to take in a two-part lesson. And the reason is because there is so much detail, maybe more depth that we can get in, really in talking about the things and the maybe the words and the phrases and the definitions that we can find from this text. Of course, according to the original Koine Greek, as it was written. But we see there in verse 1, "But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine." So every single thing that we're about to read, every single one of these things given to each individual age group is an instruction to each individual age group in the church. And I want you to understand that as we talk about these individual age groups, older men, older women, younger men, younger women, all these different age groups, they're not necessarily talking about children. What's the difference between a child and an adult? A child can't difference between good and evil. A child can't difference between right and wrong. An adult can do that. So we're talking about young men. We're talking about young women, people who are young adults. We're talking about people who know the difference between right and wrong, who are Christians, who understand these things, who are able to become Christians. We're talking about these types of people, even as the young here and as instructed in this text. By that, even also, the young women are to love their husbands. Well, how could a child, of course, have a husband? Somebody who can't even understand the difference between their right and their left, or right and wrong. So, of course, this is talking about people of mature mind, spiritually and even physically. So first thing, though, in verse 1, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. So everything we're about to read, once again, is proper for the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of Jesus. But everybody has their part in the body of Christ. Everybody individually. We know texts like, of course, in the Corinthian letters, of course, that talks about how every single member of the body is essential. Well, the same thing would be, of course, to each individual age body in the Church of Christ as a body as a whole. Titus 2, 11 through 15. If you'd read that with me real quick. Titus 2, 11 through 15. There are reasons also given within the text of why to follow these instructions. I want us to understand that, but the overall reason is found in this section right here. Read verses 11 through 15 with me. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works. Verse 15, speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no one despise you. As we read through this, this is a preacher being told by Paul, just as we've been going through Timothy, the epistle of 1 Timothy on Wednesday nights. Well, also, here in Titus is being told to speak these things proper for sound doctrine. First, it's going to get into the older men. But before we get into that, 1 Timothy 4, if you turn to 1 Timothy 4 with me. Let's read that text real quick. Understand that as we go through this, older or younger, whether we're old or young, all are to be an example to each other as Christians, not despising each other because of youth. Anybody could easily despise me as a preacher because of my youth. I'm 21 years old as a preacher. Anyone could despise me because of that reason. Nonetheless, I stand before you and preach the gospel of Christ. So still, even because of youth, don't let people despise you. That's what we're about to read in 1 Timothy 4, 12 through 13. Let's read it. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Go on to verse 16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. So, understand we all have a part to play. We all should be examples as Christians towards one another. It's all for spiritual growth and sustaining. That is, sustaining of the church as a whole. All of us have our part in behaviors. But first, instructions for the older men. Let's read it together. Back in Titus. So flip back to Titus with me. Titus 2 and verse 2. Here we're getting into instructions for the older men. And here's what we're going to do. This morning, we're going to go over older men, and we're going to go over older women. And tonight, if we may all make it back tonight this evening, we're going to go over young men and young women, as the rest of that text there shows. But this is a very, very, very essential set of verses, and I hope you can make it back tonight. The first things we're talking about, once again, older men and older women. Let's get right into it. Verse 2. Behavioral instructions for older men, older Christian men. Now, once again, these are specific age group instructions. Specific, given by the Holy Spirit, by the hand of Paul, given to Titus to preach to the church. What church? The church of Crete. If you go back into the first chapter, you can read how Titus was, of course, left in Crete. Crete was the place, of course, of the churches of Christ where he's preaching. So sober, our first word there. Verse 2, Titus chapter 2. That the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, and patience. So sober, older Christian men, we're going to define a lot of these terms, need to be of controlled mind and attitude all the time. Not misbehaving with out of control minds, conducting foolish actions. Can you respect somebody who's acting foolishly out in the bar, breaking things and going crazy like that? Can you respect somebody like that who's not sober at all? No, you can't. It's hard to respect somebody like that. There's no reason to. And that's why we're getting into this next word, reverent. Reverence. Look in verse 2, reverent. Older Christian men need to be worthy of respect. There is an age-old lie that we need to establish right now. And that is that age earns you respect. Does age earn you respect, or does earning respect earn you respect? Earning respect earns you respect. Anybody can grow up and become an older man, commit thousands of murders and go to prison. Does that person deserve respect for all that wickedness? Absolutely not. Respect is earned. That's whenever it's given. It's earned. The same thing in the Bible, it is earned. Whenever it says respect your elders, whenever it says respect the older, that is, of course, with the clarification that the older deserve that respect. So understand that with the fluency of the Scriptures. That's why it says to be reverent here. If you're not reverent, you're not deserving of reverence. You need to be reverent. Reverent means you're worthy of this respect that we're talking about. If you want the younger to respect you, older men, you have to be reverent. You have to be sober-minded. You have to be these things we're talking about. The same thing with younger men. If I want an older man to respect me as a younger man, I have to be reverent. I have to be worthy of respect. So, let's continue here, and not to get too much into that, but Proverbs 14, 22 through 24. I'll go ahead and read that for you real quick. Proverbs 22, 14 through, or no, Proverbs 14, 22 through 24. Proverbs 22, no, man alive, 14. Proverbs 14, 22 through 24, that's it. I got it. There we go. Word jumbles. All right, verse 22. Did they not go astray who devise evil? But mercy and truth belong to those who devise good. Verse 23. In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. So the main thing that we can take from that verse is that you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Mercy and truth belong to those who devise good. Do not those who go astray devise evil. So if you devise evil, well, evil, of course, or bad things are going to happen to you. If you devise good, good things are going to happen to you. It's that Proverbs lesson that we can read all throughout the Psalms and Proverbs. You reap what you sow. We even get that in the book of Galatians. But here, continuing in Titus, once again, earning respect. Earning respect. Christians, what are you doing to earn respect? Not maybe just by, you know, doing a good work or something, maybe like giving something to another Christian or maybe helping another Christian out, but also in your behaviors. This is really talking about a behavioral type. So how are you behaving towards other Christians? How are you behaving towards other people, toward your fellow man, toward the world? You know, how friendly are you? How kind are you to people? How kind are you to your brethren? Or do you just kind of write people off? You kind of want to, you know, you don't care about anybody else or anything, or people's feelings, or anything like that. So show love in that way. Be worthy of respect by, of course, demonstrating the example of Christ. Now, of course, we remember Old Testament Israel. Not to get too much into that. Not to get too much into the names that we went through in Amos this morning. I heard somebody talking about that, all those names. That was Floyd. Talking about all those names in Amos. Please don't give me a scripture in like the Old Testament with all those names. But Old Testament Israel, they also had to learn to, or they had to earn respect, of course, of God by conducting themselves holy and repenting of their former sins. This happened many times throughout the Scriptures. We won't get too much into it, but Leviticus 26 and verse 3. Leviticus 26 and verse 3. These are real quick verses, so we'll just read them. Leviticus 26 and verse 3. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them. Now, verse 9 now. Verse 9, Leviticus 26, verse 9. Of course, all these blessings here, then we get down to verse 9. For I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you and confirm my covenant with you. Of course, continuing, more blessings. Then verse 14. But if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, verse 15. And if you despise my statutes, or if you your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant. Continue down to verse 21. You've got all these horrible things that happen. Verse 21. Then if you walk contrary to me and are not willing to obey me, I will bring on you seven times more plagues according to your sins. I encourage you to read through this Levitical chapter. It talks about, of course, blessings and cursings according to what Israel does, whether they follow God or not. But then, of course, verses 40 through 42. 40 through 42, last verses here. But Leviticus 26, 40 through 42. But if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their unfaithfulness, in which they were unfaithful to me, and that they have also walked contrary to me, and that I have also walked contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised hearts are humbled and they accept their guilt, this is talking about their repentance, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob and my covenant with Isaac and my covenant with Abraham. I will remember. I will remember the land. So we saw blessings if you obey me, cursings if you don't obey me. If you don't obey me, there's also a way of repentance. We saw that back in Leviticus, of course. So earning the respect of God, earning the respect of God. How do you do that? Even if you mess up, Christians, can you still earn the respect of God once again? Yes, you can, by repentance. You can still earn that respect from God with repentance. So, instructions for each age group here. Older men, everybody really, not even just older men, this can be applied to every age group in the church. We should all be working to be worthy of respect. If we're not worthy of respect, what's the problem? What's the problem with our behaviors or attitudes? Next word is temperate. Temperate. You ever heard that word? Of course. Temperate. Older Christian men, in Titus 2, once again, in verse 2, older Christian men must be sensible, self-controlled, prudent, thoughtful, sober-minded. So there's many different ways you can synonym this word, temperate. But obviously not losing your temper. Able to control your desires. Able to control your impulses. Thinking before you speak. Thinking before you do an action. Be like this. Be, of course, worthy of that respect by being even temperate. Be sensible, self-controlled. Self-control really is all of it, Christians. Self-control, I mean, that's that little word there, Jesus really exemplified throughout his entire life of embodying every single other spiritual trait and attribute within that word, self-control. If we would all just try to practice self-control more spiritually, it would really help us in our spiritual walk, in our spiritual lives. Practice self-control. Practice controlling those desires and those impulses. Think before you do things. Next thing, sound in faith. Sound in faith. Verse 2. What does that mean? Older Christian men must be healthy in the faith. If you know what a definite article is in the Koine Greek, and of course the Koine Greek is what? It's the original language that the New Testament was written in, most of it at least. Some of it was written in Aramaic. These are old languages back in that day. But the Koine Greek, there's a definite article. We know what an article is? It's like the. So the faith, meaning that we're talking about the doctrine, the teachings of Christ, the official, maybe even religion of Christ, the doctrine. So sound in the faith, sound in the doctrine of Christ, sound in the teachings of Christ. You know the teachings of Christ. You follow the teachings of Christ. So you're sound in it. You're consistently sound in it. Not just, you know, playing Jesus over here one day and then just coming over here the other day and deciding not to play Jesus. You know what I mean? Some people live like that. Some people play Jesus one day and don't play Jesus another day. And once again, that's a kind of a bad way to put it. But still, some people think they could be Christians one day and Christians, you know, not Christians the next day and still get away with it with God. Of course they can't. We must be sound in the faith, older Christian men. Sound in the faith. Of course that goes for everybody. But healthy and strong in the doctrine of Christ and in Christianity overall. In love. That's the next word we see. In love. In love. This one's a little simpler, but older Christian men need to be literally healthy, having qualities of love. So considering others, maybe even with compassion, showing love to others, showing love to brethren. One thing that brethren often struggle with when they get into, you know, opinion debates and opinion fights is they forget the attribute of love. They forget showing maybe even understanding or compassion, maybe for how the other brother or sister is thinking. So they get into fights and more fights and more fights and more people join in and everybody starts, you know, bashing. Everybody's getting riled up and then you have a church split. So don't let that happen. Have love for each other. Have compassion for each other. Have understanding. It's also said, of course, that as one becomes older, they get more emotional. Now, I'm already an emotional person as it is. I'm not older, but I'm already emotional. Anyone in my family will tell you that. But my dad, he's a guy who's not emotional at all. At all. As he's gotten older, though, he's started to get more of that emotional trait. And I know even like, you know, one of my teachers back in the BIM, Brent, he would say the same thing. As he's gotten older, he started to get more emotional. Some people just have that trait more than others, more understanding, more emotions. Sometimes we think, you know, women might have that more than men, you know, more emotions rather than just, you know, getting things done, just not caring about maybe emotions and things. But as we get older, you know, older men have that trait of love, have that trait of emotion. It's really sad when you see an older person being full of the opposite, being full of wrath, of envy, of bitterness, of all these different things that are not pleasing to see, not pleasing to be around, it's in wrongful passions. It's displeasing to be around that stuff. It's sad. It's horrible. When you see somebody who should know better, of course, this is how people say it. You know, sometimes people say older people have lots and lots of wisdom. Certainly that's true. They certainly have much more wisdom than younger. However, do they maybe have more experience sometimes for some older people than wisdom? Because wisdom is practicing, is knowing and also practicing something. Knowing and practicing knowledge. However, experience is just having been through something. Maybe not reflecting and understanding and maybe taking lessons from that, but then you see there's a difference. Experiences and wisdom. So older people, you know, that is people who misbehave themselves, they may have experience, but they're not demonstrating wisdom. So older men demonstrate wisdom, demonstrate what people, you know, obviously say about older people that they have more wisdom. Demonstrate you have that. You know, obviously learn from lessons in life that you have experienced. Now, here's the reasons for these instructions. We saw there in verse, of course, 1, to be an example to the rest of the church. These things are proper for sound doctrine. These are things Titus is going to be preaching to them. If you flip back to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. Ephesians 4:11-16. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and some teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind and doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunningness, craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, verse 15, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. You notice what it said? Every joint supplies. According to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Older men, be reminded that we need to be examples. We need to be examples to the Christians that are around us, to the Christians that, of course, maybe even to our wives, be examples to our children, be examples to the whole church entirely, be examples to the world, to those who maybe are coming in the building one day. And remember, is the church a building or is the church, the people? The church is the people. It's not the building. So we need to be demonstrating wherever we are, whether in the building or at Walmart or in the parking lot, be demonstrating love. Be demonstrating the attributes, of course, that Christ showed. In patience, also, I forgot to mention that one. In patience, you see that in verse 2. Older Christian men need to be healthy and having endurance. That wasn't mine. And having endurance and perseverance as a Christian with full trust in God. So are we enduring through trials? Are we enduring through different tribulations? Older men should be able to do that, maybe even more so than younger men. They have experience, they have more wisdom. So learn from those lessons you've had in your life, from those experiences. Demonstrate those things. Practice those things. You know better the next time and teach those things to the younger. So all these things older men, older Christian men need to be demonstrating. Remember, these are age group instructions. Now, here are some instructions for older women. Instructions for older women. Verse 3. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. And keep in mind, verses 4 and 5 are talking about younger women. But of course, older women need to be teaching these things to younger women. So what must they be? Worthy of that respect to be able to teach those things. They must be, of course, demonstrating those things themselves. If they're going to be teachers of it, what do they need to be? Practicers of it also. We're having word problems today. Practicers of it also. Verse 3, though, let's read it once again, piece by piece. That they may be reverent in behavior. Once again, what does that mean? Older Christian women need to be worthy of respect. Worthy of respect, just like we talked about with older Christian men. Now, in the King James Version, it says being holy in lifestyle, really. That's how it's translated. But that also is the case. Of course, by being holy in lifestyle, you're earning that respect, even respect by God. Respect must be earned, even as an older individual. So keep that in mind. Not slanderers. Next thing here, not slanderers. What does that mean? An older Christian woman, in other words, should not be a false accuser. Here's some synonyms for it, some different ways you can define it. A false accuser, a troublemaker with words, a discord maker in the church. Of course, this is the sin problem with so many people. I see so many different churches, you know, causing problems and splits with each other because of, you know, maybe busybody, you know, different types of people. Maybe it's a man or maybe it is a woman, an older woman. It's so silly that people who should know better in their age, after all their experiences, after all their wisdom, they should know better, yet they still cause problems with one another. That's so silly. So behavioral instructions here, be not slanderers, older women. Not slanderers. Once again, I'm not bashing the older age group here. We're going to talk about the younger tonight. So make sure you come back tonight and you will hear the younger get bashed just as well. So make sure you make it, or at least watch online. But not given to much wine, not given to much wine is the next thing there. Of course, once again, the idea of being sober, the idea of not being addicted to a substance such as wine. Don't be addicted to such things. You know, in the Greek here, this is a passive perfect participle. So that means past and present. You're not having been addicted, and you're not addicted right now to such things. You're able to control yourself. Once again, that self-control. Older women, have self-control of your mouths, of your hands, of your legs, of your feet. You remember that song we always sing, be careful little eyes what you see, be careful little hands what you touch. That song that our kids sing. Remember that song also for us who are older. Remember that, because there's everything in life out there that can tempt us. There's just so much. Got to be careful. Don't be given to those things. Don't be given to much wine. Don't be given to, you know, different types of addictions out there. I mean, there's so many. I can list them all, but we know them. The teachers of good things. Teachers of good things. Last thing here, and then I think we're going to be pretty much done here. Teachers of good things. Of course, all these good things here are listed by teaching these things that were mentioned to them, that they're to be following as instructions, and then, of course, things that they should be following that they're teaching in verses 4 and 5. We can see that as we go throughout these texts. Now, Christians, understand that I'm not, these things are not hard to understand. All we're doing here is I'm taking you piece by piece through the text. I'm reading each individual word, and I'm trying to understand what they're saying. I'm really trying to read in depth. You know, maybe you look up a word. Maybe you look up a word in a dictionary a little more. Maybe you look up the original language. It's the Koine Greek. I told you how to do it on Bible Hub. Pull up Bible Hub right now. You got it on your phone. It's on the App Store. Download Bible Hub. It has an interlinear. It describes the Greek word right there for you, and then the English word. It's super easy. So you can see all these things right here before you yourself, but you don't even need the Greek. It's translated right here for you just as well. So read these things, understand them, understand we need to be demonstrating these things. One last verse we might read, one last set of verses. 1 Peter 3, 1 through 6. 1 Peter 3, 1 through 6. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. Verse 2, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Verse 5, for in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. So, why did I read that? Because understand that these instructions given here to older women, these instructions given here in this Titus 2 text, there's also other instructions given in other epistles. So as we read this text, understand that we need to be following what? Just this epistle or the entirety of the New Testament Scriptures? That's why it's so important, Christians, that we be ready with sound doctrine. We be ready to be able to teach those good things. Older women, be ready to be able to teach these things, like in Titus 2, like in 1 Peter chapter 3 that we just read through, 1 through 6. Be ready to teach these things. If you don't know these things already, if you're not already practicing these things as an older woman, as an older man even, as we just talked about, that's not good. We need to be knowing these things, knowing your Scriptures, knowing your Bible, and practicing your Bible, practicing the Scriptures, practicing the things that God wants you to follow. Earn that respect. Earn it. Just as a young person has to earn it, older have to earn it, everybody has to earn that respect. By God first and foremost. By God first and foremost. And then by mankind. So earn that respect. Earn that. Show love to your fellow man. Be sound in the faith. Have patience. Be sober. Be reverent in all things. In all your conduct and all your behaviors. I think that's all I have for this morning. Once again, this is a two-part lesson, so I hope you join us tonight. We're going to be going over young men and young women. Very, very awesome studies here. So please do be a part of that. Please do be a part of that. It will be beneficial for the young ones as well. But if there's anyone here at all who has any kind of need, physical, mental, spiritual, whatever it may be, let us help you this morning. Let us take care of you. Let us pray with you and for you. Let us do that together, Christian or friend. Let us do that. If you're not a Christian, there's only one way to become a Christian. Believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to confess that with your mouth. Be willing to repent of your sins. Then be baptized into the water that's behind me, or any water. Be baptized, fully immersed. And you will, of course, you will have that remission of sins and be added to the kingdom of God. Then remain faithful unto death. If you're willing to make that confession today, or if you have any other need, please do come to the front as we stand and praise God together.
Welcome, pardon, clean, free.